See, more comfortable now. He's trying to tell it to me. I know, I move around.
They
swing, though. You have to stop yourself
swinging. I keep holding onto the table to try and stop it from moving.
I'm Mark Gray, and this is Stephen Gray, and welcome to the I Love Weight Loss podcast.
Hi, this is Stephen from iloveweightloss.co.uk, and I'm very excited as I'm going to be chatting today with Michelle. Michelle's been a client of the DVCC for a few months now. We're going to be going through all her weight loss journey, and we're going to be talking to her about how she's found it, and hopefully you're going to be able to get some helpful tips that Michelle's managed to utilize for her weight loss. So, hello Michelle.
Hi.
Now I should say something actually at the beginning. Michelle's Scottish, so we've asked her to speak very, very slowly because she has quite a thick accent. There's also going to be some subtitles and some transcription underneath. So, right, Michelle, how long have you actually been with the DVCCC now?
About 4.5 months.
4.5 months, right. And let's have a bit of background information. So what's your background? You started losing weight, didn't you, before you came to us?
I did, yes. Not even dieting or anything like that. I just sort of started to eat a little bit healthier and things like that, but I needed the motivation.
Yeah. And so, since you started with DVCC, how much have you lost?
Almost 2.5 stone.
2.5 stone.
Yes.
And then previous to that, you'd lost a little bit more as well. So from this time last year?
From this time last year, I have 4 pounds to go for 4 stone.
4 stone.
Yes.
And I think we actually brought some clothes, didn't we?
Yeah,
I wanted to just emphasise how much of a change there's been. So if you want to hold that up for me. And that's the top you used to wear just generally?
Yeah, that was my favourite top. Now it's my cleaning top.
Ah, nice. So when you're around doing the chores?
Yes.
It's quite a nice top actually, I like it. And then these are your...
These were my...
shorts. So do you want to hold those up?
Only worn in the garden.
Ah. And that's when you're sunbathing?
Yeah, well, trying to.
You're trying to get those legs tanned?
Yes, don't get much sun in Scotland.
No. So you've obviously done really, really well, both... since you started training and exercising, but previous to, have you ever exercised before? What's your history with weight and things like that?
I did, when I had my first child, I went to a gym in Scotland and I signed up for the whole year and went for 2 months.
Right, why was that?
Because I had no motivation, they don't give you any help or anything like that. You just go get on the machines and I didn't find anything working, so I just stopped.
So, how long would you say... So you've lost almost 4 stone now.
Yes.
And how long were you 4 stone heavier for? How many years? You know, what's your weight done over the years?
Just gone up and up and up.
Since having children?
Since
you have
having
two,
children,
right?
I have 2 children. Since having the children, it has gone up a really big amount. But I was quite big before I had my children. Like, I used to be, like, a size sort of 8 to 10, and then it went up to size 20. So it just... kept ballooning up. So,
and can you remember back to how you were feeling, say this time last year, so just under 4 stone before, how were you feeling?
I was feeling tired, no motivation, just I didn't want to go out of bed, I didn't want to do anything, but that's all changed.
I remember talking to you when we originally first met, and you how was it affecting your, well, not your relationship, but how was it affecting when you, how are you with your children? Because I know...
Well, I couldn't go and play with them. They would want to run about. I couldn't run at all because I had no energy. I was out of breath. I couldn't do anything with them at all. And my husband doesn't keep good health. He couldn't do anything, so the kids were really missing out. So I think that I just needed to...
And so you've noticed a big change. Because what did you say? What did you say? You just...
I managed to run the length of the park with the kids.
Just the other day, right?
Yeah. And my daughter says, oh, I didn't know you could run, Mummy.
And one interesting thing you said, actually, though, was about your daughter particularly, wasn't it?
Yeah.
About how she's kind of copying you a little bit.
She is. She likes to eat healthy now, and she wants to do the exercises, and she asks when she can join.
That's right. She asks when she can join and start training.
Yeah.
So a few more years.
A few more years. She's only 5, so...
So you found, though, that you've, energy-wise, has changed quite a lot?
Oh, I have loads of energy now. Absolutely loads. It's just... I feel really good now. to 4 years ago, and I know it can only get better from here on.
And can you remember back to how you were thinking when you first... So let's talk about before you joined with us. What prompted you to kind of... You'd already lost a good amount of weight by then.
I couldn't lose. I needed that extra help, I think, to get going, because there's only so much you can do on your own. You do need the motivation, the help, and what you would get from yourself. So I just thought one day, right, I need to do something, and just started searching.
And were you nervous?
I was extremely nervous.
Yeah, what were you most worried about? Can you remember back to how you were?
Well, the way when you go into the gyms and stuff, they're all sort of already trim, buff, what have you. I thought, if I'm going to go there, are they going to be the same? But nothing was. It was just, everything was fine. And somebody had said, there's no need to be nervous. And one of your clients said...
Oh, that's right, because didn't you tweet first?
Yes,
that's right.
Yes,
yeah.
I find everything on Twitter.
Yeah, you love it with Twitter, don't you?
But, so that put me at ease a bit. And then when you meet the people, they're all so nice, and they're just like you, and they're not...
So do you think that was probably a common thing for a lot of people, that they're more worried about what other people think?
Yeah, that's it. When you walk in, you think everybody's looking at you the way you are, like, because you're big, and, oh, what's she doing here? And they're all, like, slim and can go a lot more... Mm-hmm. Got more stamina to keep going than when you first go, but that all just went. Yeah. As soon as you go in, it's such a good atmosphere.
And so if you were to talk to what would you have said to yourself a year ago now? So what you were thinking, what would you have said to that person back then? Can you...
Just get motivated and go and do something about it. Don't just sit and wallow. There is people there that can help you, and they're not all like the normal gyms. Mm-hmm. They are really nice. So.
So what would you say have been the most noticeable changes to you physically, but also mentally and everyday life, I'd say?
My everyday life's changed loads. I've got more motivation for the kids. I can do things, the changeable things. I'm in a lot smaller clothes than I was. I feel good about myself. I'll get up and I'll look in the mirror at what I've put on and things like that, whereas before I would just chuck on anything and just... Sometimes it would be my husband's t-shirts that would go out in. But now I take more pride again in what I wear. And
So would you say you're more confident?
I am a lot more confident. Whereas before I just didn't want to go out. I wouldn't do my makeup. I wouldn't do nothing. Whereas now I've got to put makeup on and get dressed.
Right, so now it takes you a lot longer to get
ready. But no, there is a big difference, and it's for the better.
Right. So that's great. If you do have any comments, any questions, anything, actually questions for Michelle, I'm sure you'd be happy to answer them. So just put them below this video, and Michelle will be able to help. Because I think as much as we can say, I think it's really much more powerful if Michelle actually, you know, shows that it is possible. It's not just us saying it, because she, you know, has a very, very busy life. Mm-hmm. And as she said, could have had a lot of excuses why not to do something, but it's actually... overcome them, and obviously made a massive, massive transformation. So this is Stephen and Michelle from www.iloveweightloss.co.uk. We'll see you next time.
Go to iloveweightloss.co.uk for our free 7-step fat loss program.